Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. Today is December 20th, 2017, and I'm your host, Christy Ayala. Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope that you're having a great day and a great holiday season so far. Thank you for being with us for the very last show of 2017. As always, it's going to be a great show. The lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to talk all things astrology and angels today. We're going to be talking about what's happening for all of us in this brand new energy cycle. And Elizabeth has great info and insight about what's happening in the stars. And I'm going to share some angel messages for all of us for this new cycle. So get ready for the inside scoop for the Capricorn cycle. And for those of you who are brand new to the show, thank you so much for being here. Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world in maximizing their best potential every single day. And as always, it's my great pleasure to welcome her back to the show today. Thank you for being here, Elizabeth.
Well, you are very welcome. And thank you to everyone who is tuning in and joining us live or via the archive. Happy holidays to everyone. And we're getting right. The tide has turned. We are now officially in a new era. We're doing this show a day before the actual, about 24 hours or so before the sun actually changes signs and goes into Capricorn. But last night, Saturn changed signs, and that is the huge shift. So we are officially in some new territory. And for you Mercury watchers, it goes direct on Friday.
Yay!
I'm seeing a lot of confetti, a lot of you know, energetic confetti. So it's been Saturn changing, then the sun changing, then Mercury going direct, lots of good stuff shifting this week, but stuff that's going to have long-term implications for everyone. So we're going to talk about that today and just kind of gear everybody up for the short and long-term implications of the next cycle, because these energies, like we were talking about the last few shows, you know, they're going to be with us the next 2 to 3 years. A little longer, but just that's the Saturn transit alone. So yeah, big sea change and shift. And I think I can just feel so many people saying, thank God.
Yes.
We're just so ready for this and so glad to have Saturn
Yes,
so let's throw your energetic confetti, listeners. Throw it in the big cosmic other dimensional or density plane there. I'm just seeing a lot of it kind of lighting up, you know. Yes. So would you like me to go first and then we'll share angel messages? And
perfect. That would be perfect.
Jump back and forth. Awesome. So what will I'm going to give you guys the heads up on the immediate Scorpio cycle, and Christy's going to give us angel messages, and then I'm going to come back and I'm going to share a little more in depth about this Saturn thing, which I think I promised to do the last show, and why it's so significant and why it's so much more of a positive or well-supported shift and kind of what the elements of that are. It all plays into the Capricorn cycle because, of course, that is Saturn's home sign, and that is where the sun moves in tomorrow on the summer solstice for the south and the winter solstice here in the northern hemisphere. So Capricorn is one of the three earth signs, and it is the cardinal earth sign, meaning it is an instigating or initiating energy. And it is talking about things being manifest in the physical body, the financial world, the material aspect of our being. And interestingly enough, like as we're coming to the show, the tax bill, no matter what side of the aisle anybody's on, I'm not talking about that, but it just went through and is headed to the president's desk. So again, regardless of political affiliation, this is a huge economic shift. So it's striking to me that this was born literally at the first degrees of Saturn in Capricorn. And so when we think of things that are Capricornian, of course, with Saturn as its ruler, Saturn, think of it with the rings, we do talk about some limitations or restrictions However, this is in a much more favorable aspect when it's in its home sign. Again, I'll get to that the second segment here. So the immediate things we can look forward to, again, are Mercury turning direct on Friday. Yay, we're out of that. Venus on Christmas, over the night, the 24th into the 25th, it shifts into Capricorn. So again, we're getting another, you know, vibration of this energy, another level. And then we get to the new moon, and 2018 literally starts off with a full moon. I mean, that's incredibly powerful. You guys, just like as a symbolic of the power and the energy. So I hope you guys, kind of you moon watchers, get out and are able to see that, a beautiful winter moon here in the north. And the very next day, Uranus, big, game-changing, electrifying, wild Uranus in Aries, goes direct. So all this energy that's been kind of pent up, you think a Mercury retrograde would continue. You know, we've had this big Uranus thing kind of holding things back. So we're going to be unleashing that and you know, really powerfully moving energy. Then the big highlight, and this is the one I really want to underscore, is on the 15th. Well, before we get to that, on the 11th, Mercury goes into Capricorn. So again, we're just piling them up in Capricorn. And by the 15th, we have an exact Jupiter to Pluto sextile. Now, what that means is these two are at the exact same degree. Jupiter is in Scorpio. Pluto is in Capricorn, which we know is underpinning all this transformational energy. And Jupiter's doing its thing of raking out the muck in Scorpio, expanding an energy of purification. And when you think about it, you guys, Pluto rules Scorpio, where Jupiter is. So these two have a strong imperative. It's like they're both on the same mission. They are cleaning things out, bringing up the muck, and of course, all this corruption we've heard about since literally the day Jupiter went into Scorpio. And now it's being galvanized and strengthened because Mars is also there. And in fact, on January 6th, note this time and what's coming up, Mars and Jupiter are conjunct, meaning they hit the same exact degree in Scorpio. And then we build to this, you know, we're in the building of, and you know, guys know with the outer planets, that buildup is long and strong. It may be exact on the specific day, but we feel the energy of it. So look for more stuff to be brought up for clarification, for reform, for cleaning it all out, cleaning up the muck. And then we have an incredible new moon on the 16th with literally six planets, including the moon, in Capricorn. So you guys, whatever you want to focus this energy on, and again, it's a longer transit, which we'll talk about in a second. I want to turn this back over to you, Christy, but those are the big highlights in it. So there's so much that's so important, you guys, that you're thinking about what you want and setting those intentions. A six-planet stellium is huge. And Capricorn, these energies are so concentrated with Pluto underpinning it all. It's hard for me to even fully articulate. So we'll explain a little more in the second half, but I just wanted to get those dates out to you guys and, you know, gear you up.
Wow, thank you. Yeah, very exciting. And you can almost feel just kind of like this stacking energy looking ahead. It's pretty cool. Well, I have some messages for all of us for this cycle too. And this first, I just want to say that if you're brand new to working with angels, or even just, you know, you think you're interested or feel a connection, they work with every single person who feels guided to work with them, no matter what. You don't have to have any kind of formal background or anything. You just have to want to work with them, and that's all it takes. We have messages today from Archangel Uriel, and Uriel's name means the light of God. And Uriel's aura color, or sometimes people call it a halo color, is a really pale yellow, similar to the color of a candlelight glow. In fact, Uriel is often depicted in paintings holding a lantern which emits a candlelight glow. So Uriel supports us in intellectual understanding, in the ability to see the big picture, in having ideas, insights, epiphany, and understanding of how to accomplish goals or intentions. And he also supports those who are called to do any kind of writing or participate in public speaking in any way. His energy is very calm, supportive, and gentle, and really it does feel very similar to that image of a candlelight glow. So if you kind of imagine that, it's very similar. And he has a message for us for this cycle. And the message is, during this time of the end of the year and the beginning of a new year, make time to slow down and to allow yourself to get clear on what you truly want to experience and accomplish in your new year. Allow yourself time to clear from the energies of the end of the year and honor your body rhythms. There's a natural slowdown that's happening right now, and you can see it all around you, and you can feel it happening within you. Try not to push against this intuitive guidance as you look ahead into your new year. Use this slowdown as a way to truly understand, feel, and know what you would like to experience or contribute to your new year. Then you can begin to look at the ways you'll be able to bring those visions, goals, and dreams into fruition. Look over your month by month to see what you can do to bring your dreams into your new year, but try not to push yourself to do everything all at once. Slow and steady wins the race. Enjoy this quiet time. Enjoy this season of celebration and use the quiet to help you become clear about what is truly right for you. Then you can make the conscious choice and begin taking clear action steps to move toward the year that resonates with you and your goals. You can do it, even if you feel like you've tried many times before. Take this time to get honest about what you need to do and who or what will be needed to support you along the pathway. Rest, breathe, plan, and then take guided action. And that's what I have for this cycle.
Oh my gosh, there's so much in there. It's relaxing taking all that in. That's wonderful. And so, like, I've just already been having those moments as well, you know, just those quiet, wintry, reflective, those rainy days or snowy days for some people where you just feel that internal pull and it gets dark early. And that time, I love that message, Christy, because it's so valuable for people. And it's, you know, hard for us to put all the words around, but I know people know what we're talking about. They're like, yeah. And that idea of looking at the calendar over the next 12 years and maybe writing some notes back to yourself, is it ties so well into the Capricorn energies that are coming in, because Capricorn doesn't race. It's not Aries. Aries is like, boom, out of the chute, you know, but it doesn't have the stamina, you know, and Capricorn is all about stamina. It looks at that mountaintop and, you know, I'm thinking of living in, you know, when I lived in Colorado in the 14ers, you know, and you think, how am I ever going to get to the top of that? But just, you know, you start driving and the brave people hike them. But you just, it's one bit at a time. And that's all any of us can do with these long-term goals is bring it into our daily being. And, you know, you mentioned reputation. When you said that, I kind of thought of, isn't it interesting? Like Taylor Swift's new album that's called Reputation, that's a Capricornian thing, and that idea is going into the zeitgeist. So accountability, these are all Capricornian, you know, ideas that, you know, public speaking is what you talked about. And I just thought that's exactly, you know, that's the Capricorn thing, is our public reputation. And with these energies on and this is the part, I guess, it segues nicely into the Saturn thing, but all these planets right now that build to the stellium, and again, we start the cycle with Pluto, Saturn, and the Sun tomorrow going into Capricorn, so that's three. So if you go two signs to the left, that's Scorpio, where Mars and Jupiter are. You go two signs to the right, that is where Neptune is. This is amazing. So as Venus, then Mercury come into Capricorn and we get the new moon, what I need you guys to know is that on both sides, there are extremely harmonious energies that are supporting instead of clashing with with Saturn now that it's changed signs. You know, we've just gone through these rough 2.5 years of just such contentiousness, and it had a lot to do not only with the, you know, Saturn was in a fire sign, so we get fiery, and, you know, obviously Sag, as we talked about a lot, it's belief system, so that the shadow side is the fanatical, but it was very much in a harsh place being in the 12th house for Saturn, because its homecoming is now to its first house, you know, respectively. So all that muck, you know, was coming up and interacting with Uranus and Aries and firing it up even more, you know, putting it on kind of the steroids or fuel to the fire. So now that it shifts into Capricorn, we have this, think about it, Scorpio, where Jupiter will be through next November, and where Mars is till January 26th. So water sign, Pisces, water sign, all these planets that end up in Capricorn, and, you know, obviously Saturn and Pluto are going to stay there after this immediate sun cycle. So we are going to have at least Jupiter, Saturn, Pluto, and Neptune in earth and water signs. And when we get to next May, Uranus goes into Taurus. So a fifth one. So this is, you know, and obviously the more immediate planets travel faster. But right now we have the two out of three of the big players, and then we'll have Uranus. So by May, all three of the big outer planets will be in earth or water. So that is a more feminine, receptive energy, but it's not like, oh, we're just going to lay back and get nothing done, because it's being kind of spearheaded now, or a lot of extra help on this Capricorn thing, which is ambitious. Capricorn is hardworking, probably the hardest working sign, you know, in the cosmos, and it is that mountaintop. And so when Chrissy's talking about you guys looking at your planners and calendars and spending this beautiful winter energy, literally maybe reflecting on a month and letting guidance come through to help you with, what do I see there realistically? Because Capricorn is realistic. Saturn is realistic. And that is just a value, so that those aspirations and visions, which are very Neptunian, can be brought in and down to earth, because there's that earth energy, and that's only going to be the harmony. If you think of playing a chord and then you add, you know, the octave note to that chord, it resonates even more. And that's when we get this Taurus energy coming in, that's fixed earth. So we really get anchored in and grounded. And so that is extremely supportive. And again, it's working with the energies that are coming in. So we just have a cycle that starts now that is going to have much more support coming in as we move through it. And the Saturn part, like we talked about last show, I believe, that lasts through 2020, through December of 2020. Mm-hmm. So Saturn's there for a long time. Then we have the South Node, and I'm trying to remember the month. It'll lose me right now, but next year the South Node will shift out of Aquarius into Capricorn. And then That's like an 18-month cycle. So again, another harmonic that's in alignment in this core that just, you know, all the notes are working together, so to speak, or, you know, it's just not these clashing energies that we've dealt with the last couple of years. And it's extremely constructive. So, you know, you're being asked, what do you really want to build? And as you reflect on that calendar and have a little time, hopefully over the holidays or right at the beginning of the year, whenever you have some time off to go, what do I really want to do? And then you look at, you know, where you are. In other words, you might be going back to school and you have to like literally count up your credits and go, well, I have these, I'm going to need those. And, you know, you start getting all of that organized and go, well, I, you know, maybe you're working a job and you can only go back to school one semester, maybe over the summer you can take two courses, whatever. But it's that time to slow down, like Christy was saying, reflect, chart out realistic goals, but attainable ones, because the joy of Capricorn is accomplishment like that. And I can tell you from real physical, visceral experience of going to the, you know, literally the top of Pike's Peak, you know, the view is amazing and zip lining through the Rockies, you know, you're just, the views, it's exhilarating because you're like, oh, I did it. I got up there. So, you know, and the other message I was getting, and you might have been getting this one too, Christy, is making things physical. I was shown that we're not just the old days of get up and read some affirmations, and well, that's powerful, but I was shown, take them with you on your walks, maybe record them just into your voice memo or with some music you like, or songs that totally motivate you and have a positive message, like you're strong and you're, you know, powerful, you know, whatever the songs you guys, inspirational ones. I was shown like having those on your headset or your phone, your ear thing, and stating them at least in your mind. You know, you may not want to walk through your neighborhood talk to yourself out loud, but having them on, like, but to have it connected with a very physical activity. Like, you're not just sitting and thinking, oh, I'd like to do this. You're connecting when you're actually doing either the specific activity that you, you know, do that. Like, even if you're driving to that school, you go to a physical school, remembering to think, this is because my bigger goal is to, you know, earn a master's degree or whatever it is, you know, like you connect what your action steps are. So there's a, you know, have you been getting kind of something like that?
Absolutely. And I think there is something about, it's almost like walking it into your bones or moving it into your body.
Yes.
So it's like integrating or something. Instead of just one space of like a thinking space, it's like think, feel, you know, it's a kind of almost like all the senses, feel, hear, see, all of those, know, all of them.
Yes. And I think that that has to do with, again, like the shift out of fire into earth for Saturn, because in Saturn is our bones, you know, it's our skeleton and our structure. So it's like it's going, yeah, you know, think those thoughts, think thoughts are things, but we need to ground them, bring them physically through. But also, you guys know, when you start physically moving, you get the endorphins going, and you typically shift in a very positive way physiologically and chemically. And then it's like, oh yeah, I'm going to do that thing, you know, or I'm doing that thing. So it's really fantastic. And then I think the only other thing I want to add is, like, I just want to paint this for you guys of how much these planets are all working to a purpose. And how, to me, like divinely, it's like a portrait. So beautiful when I look at the charts for this time, because again, on that left, you could see in Scorpio, Jupiter doing its work and Mars there for a while, really invigorating it right now, almost just like adding fertilizer, so to speak, or plant growth, you know, when you feed your plants, and it's like, well, that thing's going to be a monster when it's big, it's going to be huge. And it's Mars, so it's so powerful in Scorpio. Like, it just, you know, doesn't get more intense, you know, than Scorpio in a lot of ways. And so we're fortifying the intentions. Now, of course, Scorpio, like we've talked about a lot, can bring up things in a sharp or negative way. Or like, it's like, ouch, that hurts. Or no, I really don't want to do that. It's our water emotions and really feeling them. But we get to transform this and move into this Capricorn energy of going, how do I want to shift it? And what I really want, and then putting it into this physical form. And with this initiating energy, what new practices do I really need to start and stick with and do a little bit every day? And then the great part is on that other side is the Neptunian aspect, which is all about the holistic model, and that we've integrated everything through a healing. And there's a beautiful sort of feedback loop too. You could even start on the Neptune side and get the visionary, you know, intuitive part, but then bring it back around and check it through. Is that the truth, Scorpio? Is that really what I want? And then, but that emphasis in the middle with everything in Capricorn is, how are you going to accomplish it? You know, and it's all about that and about being in integrity, because this is public reputation. And with Scorpio checking you on the one side, that is definitely, and Saturn, that's law and order. You know, Saturn just doesn't even play, you know, it is the rule of law. And so all of this is going to be, again, in the, you know, beyond your personal goals, all about clearing out systems, systemic cleansing and clearing. And this is all just part of the big transit of Pluto through Capricorn that ends in 23, 24, somewhere in there. I got to look that up. But it's just that huge transit that started in 2008 of reform. And but now the institutions and everything just got, you know, it picks up a whole other notch, especially now, like that next Jupiter thing that we talked about for January 15th, it will be at 19 degrees. So we're starting to get into our strong Pluto aspects of the Capricorn transit. So big stuff ahead, you guys. And I hope that people just can use all these wonderful energies and come up with something amazing and long-term plans and seeing themselves accomplish things.
Absolutely. It definitely feels like a breath of fresh air, and like the energy is uplifting and supportive. That's a very exciting. Thank you so much, Elizabeth, for all that amazing information and for just like your beautiful gift of being able to explain everything and help everybody understand no matter where they are in their astrology spectrum, if you will, of understanding. It's just so wonderful having you here every month. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's just really, really fun to be here, you know, and connect with you and everybody and to hear back from you guys, you know, some of you that I know, you know, that you're like, oh, that helped. And we're all, no matter how long someone's been studying it, if you're wise, we know we're all on a spectrum and there's always more to learn and more insight. So, yeah, never feel badly about where you are on that. You're like, it's perfect for, you know, what is meant for you right now. So just love yourself wherever you are and appreciate, you know, and there's always, you know, another level, you know, we always keep
Absolutely.
Learning. So, yeah.
Well, I can't believe it, but we're approaching the end of our final show for the year. And I want to make sure people know how to find you and how they can schedule a session with you before we wrap today.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, you guys, you can come to ElizabethOracle.co and sign up for a free newsletter if you would like. You can always catch my latest astrology video on the homepage. And yes, there is a holiday special. So if you order and use the code HOLIDAY2017, there's a 10% discount on all readings through the end of the year. So, you know, if you really want to look ahead, that's a, yeah, it's a, you know, a great way, a little gift for yourself, but also just, you know, looking at the time ahead and pulling up your chart and going, okay, where are your strengths and where might we have some challenges, and then how do we strategize and plan that year ahead. So yeah, if you guys want to visit me there, that's great. And you have a website as well, Miss Ayala.
Thank you. Yes, for those of you who like to connect with me, you can find me at ChristyMAyala.com, and you can opt in to get a free newsletter and meditation download, and also a discount on your first session if you want to have a reading, energy work, or coaching session. So come over and visit us and have some one-on-one work if you feel guided. And thank you so much for being with us all year. And Elizabeth, thank you so much. I just really appreciate all of your time and effort. We're wishing you a Merry Christmas, Happy Yule, Happy New Year, Happy Solstice, and everything in between. Sending you love and many blessings, and we'll see you in 2018. Bye-bye.